Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We're getting all sexy and creamy and love buttery and shit right here, Raw Fusion.
Welcome to the King B's Raw Fusion Podcast.
Yeah. It's been a long time. I should have left you without a strong show to flip to. Now think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up. I'm about to bless you with another season, another reason to cut on the TV and start the cheesing. To get up on the phone and go call your friends and let them know the King B's Raw Fusion begins. Sit on back and enjoy yourself. I'll be your company, baby. If you need a little help, I took off for a while to revise the plan. Got my focus on so I can check out the scam and open up my team. Eliminate the fake. And Whitney got me a beat from Bobby Drake. And now I'm back, and it's better than you ever saw. But enough talk, let's get raw.
A typical night at the clubs.
Let's get raw.
You don't want to fall in love.
Let's get raw.
You got the fusion in your blood.
Let's get raw.
Into my ladies and my thugs.
Let's get raw. Into the haters on the scene.
Let's get raw.
Don't be mad, cause we got green.
Let's get raw.
You should be trying to make the team.
Let's get raw.
Cause we taking everything.
Raw Fusion.
What's up, everyone? It's King B right here. I know we kind of took a break, but I really haven't been taking a break. I've been working on the Mental the Movie fundraiser. Of course, you can go to GoFundMe.com/Mental the Movie and donate there. Also, I've been doing something different called Raw Fusion Live on a couple of platforms. You can also check that out on YouTube if you want to see the live version. You can check that out at youtube.com/TheRealKingB. Of course, just the letter B. You can also listen to the audio version right here, right now. Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion.
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? King B right here. And guess what? We're live. It's Raw Fusion Live. How y'all doing this morning? The sun is up shining brightly. Goddamn, another great day. We got another great show for you today, actually. It's the first one that we actually will have a guest. We got a guest on the show today. That's right. A very beautiful, talented, intelligent young lady. Her name is Kriye. And she has a body butter and some other things that we're going to start talking about in a few minutes. But let's welcome our guest, Kriye Williams. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm freaking fantastic.
That's no good.
That's who I am. I'm just fantastic right now. What's going on with you?
Everything and everything and nothing at the same time. Trying to get the business, expanding the business. And basically, you know, trying to do my best to spread love. You know what I mean?
Spread love, baby.
That's right.
There's a lot of love over here at Raw Fusion.
Okay.
You know. I got to start some shit out of you now. Because that's just what I do.
Oh, you got to start
You know what
shit.
I'm saying?
Oh, this early, you got to start shit?
Every day, baby. I am, it's quite interesting because, you know, I started doing this live shit just to kind of fuck around. I've been doing the Raw Fusion podcast for about a year now.
Okay.
But I just decided, hell, why not try this shit live? So, you know, I've been doing this. So you are actually my first live guest.
Oh, right. So thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Now, let's talk about this before we get into the other shit we're going to talk about. Let's talk about Crea body butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Let me see one of those bottles.
So, Rose is one of the ones that I use for my face because it has like the antioxidants and the anti-aging properties. So, you know, about to be 42. So, you know, we got to kind of keep that youth in there, you know, that youth in there, you know what I'm saying? So
hold the freaking phone.
Huh?
She just said she's about to be 42.
Yes.
She looks like a goddamn teenager. Real talk.
Sometimes you
need to get some of that butter.
Yes, you do. And they got organic oils in it. It's really clean. We make our own aloe vera oil. So it's definitely safe and good for the skin. We have some that's even good for babies as well. So something for the whole family.
Okay. You know, I used to do the body oils and things like that and made the butter myself for the body oils. So I know, you know, how that all works out. It actually works very well for you.
Yeah.
So what made you start getting into that sort of thing?
Actually, I've been making it at home for years, just not on this scale. And a lot of people, you know, come in, can I get some? And my husband was like, why don't you try to sell it? And I sat on it for like 2 years. And then I wound up saying, you know, actually going through a few things and really getting to the point where I actually believe in myself. So that was one of the reasons why it's called Creates Love Butter. You know what I mean? It's something that, that for me, it's more than just body butter. It's more about self-love. Like when you get out of the shower, you oil yourself down. That's your personal time. So that was one of the reasons why I made it to make something for women and men that give them that opportunity to take a moment and give yourself some self-love. So that's what I want. That's why I did it. And that's why I keep going.
Where can they get in touch with you if they want to get some of that body butter?
So the website is www.createslovebutter.com. That's CreaseLoveButter.com. And Instagram, Facebook, everything is at Creates Love Butter.
Okay. Check it out.
Creates Love Butter.
And Creates Love Butter.
Yes.
.com, right?
And it's love, because everyone like love butter. It's love butter. It's not
Creates Love Butter.
Yes.
Butter me up, baby. I'm here for it. There we go. So let's get into what we're gonna talk about today.
Okay.
That's just one of the things that you've done. Now, we're Facebook friends.
Yes.
We're friends in real life.
Yeah.
Known you about 10 plus years.
Yeah, it's been about
10. So, but people know me. I'm up usually at night. I've been up all night, actually.
Okay.
You know, everybody's, you know, just waking up. Shit, I've been up all night. I haven't slept a week.
Oh.
So I'd look on Facebook, and there you are, jumping around, bouncing around, talking about, wake it up. Hey, let's go. Wake it up. Hey, let's go. Wake it up. Wake it up. Now, see, I could have been wrong.
Right.
And went on your Facebook page and grabbed one of those old videos and played it. But you're going to have to actually go on her page and it's spelled just like it is on the screen. And then you're going to have to investigate for yourself because, you know, I don't do that gotcha shit over here.
Exactly.
Raw Fusion. But I should have done it and asked you to do it because it's great. It's inspirational.
Thank you.
You're bouncing around at like 3, 4, 5 in the morning getting ready to go drive trucks.
Yes.
Now, let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. She is about... come up to by my waist, okay? Let's just keep it 100.
Whatever.
If you're looking at it, you see she's petite. I mean, she got shape to her, but she's petite.
Thank you.
And she's driving a whole motherfucking truck, a big rig, not them little, not no little UPS truck shit. She's driving a big ass rig. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to see her do that and then have her own business is actually very inspiring to people in general. I'm sure it inspires women, but people in general, that she'd be up early in the morning, wake your ass up, and then she gets out there and gets it. So here's the thing. As you see, this is really her. You know, some people, they come on TV and they change up and then all nice and sweet and shit. This is her. She's soft. She's petite little thing. And she's very bouncy. But deep down inside, she's a beast.
That too.
To be driving trucks and shit and then have our own business on the side and doing that kind of thing. All too often in today's society, women, it seems to be, let me say it like that, that women feel like they have to take on a masculine sensibility. They have to be extremely harsh and aggressive. I'm going to try not to bring up some things during this happened this week. But for a man, that's kind of unattractive. This woman, and she is married. Let's just say that. So I'm not over here trying to sweet talk her or trying to flirt with her here. I'm just telling the truth. She's very sexy. And it's because she still maintains her femininity and still is a beast. So what is it? And obviously she's, because she's been married the whole time that I've known her. So she obviously knows how to stay in a relationship, in a married relationship. So my question is, why do you think that women feel like they have to play the man role in order to be successful in business or do things that traditionally would be a man's job, like truck driving?
I think, I feel like a lot of it could be, some of it is balance. I think some could be, you know, insecurity. Some of it is past hurt. Some of it is protection, because a lot of women, you know, by being hurt in the past, you put on like this facade, like, I got this. Now I don't need you. No, I don't do that. And then a lot of it is taught. You know, a lot of people, especially a lot of women, I hear a lot of women say, I don't need a man. I don't need a man. And it's like, we was put on earth to need a man. We need each other. You know what I'm saying? To even survive. So I feel like a lot of it, again, is hurt, insecurity. Instilled in us as children, that's a lot of it. And it's really hard for women to come out of that, because a lot of women don't get therapy and really don't truly understand that it's not because you just got out of just protection. It's a lot of stuff that we don't pay attention to, and we may think of it as being small, but it's a lot of women that also need help. Put that masculinity on themselves. That's what.
That's good. And we're going to dive into that just a bit more in a minute.
Okay.
But, doggone it, we got to take a break.
Okay.
So, we're going to check out this thing. Great thing that she said something about mental health, because that's what we're going to be dealing with in the movie, Mental, the movie. Check it out, and we'll be right back. It's Raw Fusion Live, baby. Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. Go to GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie to donate today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ladies, we see you. When times get tough, you stand up. Your resolve, brilliance, and strength often go unnoticed. But we see you. And more than that, we appreciate you.
Fusion.
We're back, Raw Fusion Live, baby. What we're talking about here is mental health issues, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the documentary that we're actually raising money for right now to get it done. There's a lot of people dealing with mental health issues, and they're not willing to get help, you know. And so when we're talking about these things, I always like to say that when something happens like a Columbine, which is unfortunate, what they do is they send a bunch of mental health care professionals, and they get the children the help that they need. One of the biggest problems in our community is that there's a Columbine in some communities every week, and all they give us is churches and liquor stores. There's nothing wrong with churches. There's really nothing wrong with liquor, because I haven't had a drink in a while, but I do drink, so I'm not against it. But I think there are some deeper rooted problems that need to be addressed, and they don't get addressed. Simply because, well, I don't know. They act like they don't care. Like, we don't need mental health professionals. And then the next thing that happens is that if you deploy these people to help them, how many people are willing to say, hey, I need that help, I'm going to get it? Why do you think so many in our community have that problem?
I think most of it is fear. I think a lot of people, especially in our community, think that you're weak if you don't go and get that help. A lot of people are downgraded or is actually dismissed. I know for me personally, like growing up, you know, I never even known that there was therapy, you know? And so my kids, I didn't really get into the whole therapy thing until my kids became teenagers. Because at first you're thinking like, yeah, it's really not that bad, especially coming from where we come from and not having therapy and not hearing about therapy. So you kind of display that. So really, I think it's because people are not exposed to it. That's one of the things. And people are judged for it. And that's why it's a lot of hate and a lot of hurt. So that's something that parents need to actually, I think that it has to start with the parents first. And then things could be a little bit better. Because if the elders aren't doing it, then the younger kids not going to really take it into consideration.
Are you one of those tough love parents? Was that your method was operation? Were you one of the tough loves or no?
I was. Originally, I was. I was, suck it up. It's really not that bad. Like, it's, and that's again, because I growing up in Chicago, it was a lot of stuff going on. And I know, you know, and it's still going on and it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you see kids like crying over something small, you tend to be like, okay, it's really not that bad. So now, you know, getting a little bit older, I'm more open and more willing to listen. But originally, yeah, tough as ever.
I believe that our community suffered greatly when DCFS started butting their heads into shit that they had no business butting their heads into. Yeah. I mean, I'm not for abusing any children, but a spanking is not abuse, and no one's going to convince me that that shit is abuse.
Exactly.
I got whoopings. And I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't get those whoopings, I probably would have been in somebody's house that's watching right now, stealing some shit, beating their ass, doing all kinds of dumb shit. But I got my ass whooped. And it made me think about shit completely differently. You know, another thing that I have a problem with is that when these people are adults, 18, and you keep saying they're babies.
Yeah.
It gets on my goddamn nerve. Yeah. Because my thing is, if you had 18, 19, 20 years, and you haven't learned shit, you have obviously done a poor job of parenting to where you're still acting as if these people are babies.
Yeah.
They're not babies.
Yeah.
You know, and we've gotten to the point where we excuse shit and it hurts the child, actually. Yeah. And unless you get on their ass, and that's what I've been getting on some people's ass this week, unless you get on their ass and stop with the excuses, then they end up having a worse life because they believe that they can get away with anything. And that's why, you know, we have a lot of people complaining about what's going on with our youth today. But they've grown up in a world where everything is cool. Be who you want to be. And that's full of shit. You can't do everything you want to do. You can't be who you want to be all the time. And that's the problem. You know, we have allowed them to think that this is okay. Yeah. I don't believe it is. What do you think?
I think that, well, I'm going to take a step back. I feel like discipline should be done at an early age. You know what I'm saying? I feel like as a parent, I disciplined my children when they were younger. So by the time they was 12 and 13, they already knew, don't play with me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So once you instill that discipline and that respect, you wouldn't have to worry about that. This way you can send them out there, you know, into the world. My children, I instill that you work for what you want. Now that I'm a little bit older, start you a business, save your money, start you a business. And nowadays it's like the parents really don't have time for the kids like they used to, because the mothers are working now, the fathers are working. But at the same time, you have to take a step back and actually pay attention to what they're doing. Because honestly, it's about watching your child and understanding your child. So like once my sons started to do bad in school, okay, what's the problem? What's going on? Why are you behaving in this manner? And a lot of parents don't take that time to even find out or even pay attention to those signs to where their kids are actually changing and turning into something else. Because as you know, when we were teenagers, we got into things and it was because of our friends. So that's another thing. I made sure that I knew where my children were. I made sure I knew their parents or the houses that they were at, you know, and all those different things. So if the parents step in and actually pay attention to the children, I think things would be better. That's what I mean.
You know, that's important.
It is.
You know, and it's our fault, because these kids, these parents today, so-called parents, they want to run around and be the kids' friends.
Exactly.
They grew up and felt a certain way about people or how they were being loved, and they raised their buddy.
Yeah.
This is not your job to raise your buddy. It's your job to raise an upstanding citizen in whatever country they're going to be in. It's our job to show them the world, the realities of the world, and how to navigate through the world. And when they navigate wrong, it's our job to put it down and let them know, nah, that's not how you go. This is how you go. You know what I'm saying? And I have a problem with people. Look, by 18, they can ship your ass off to war. They're not gonna coddle you and say, oh, it's okay. Da-da-da-da. No, pick up this gun and go shoot these people. That's how they're going to handle it. And if you're not ready, boom. By 18, you can vote. By 16, you can drive a ton vehicle that can be used as a weapon. We, in this country, baby our kids way too much. And then they go out unprepared in the world. And then when they fail, we want to blame the system.
Right.
We want to blame everybody else but ourselves. That's problematic.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you. Some tough love, but love, love. Don't go to whooping your kid because you got a bad day. No, that's not love. You know what I'm saying? When they get out of pocket, you put them back in line. That's how you do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
At that moment. So, don't wait. At that moment, you correct them. Because they feel like they got away with something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why a lot of the abuse happened, because once the parent gets so upset and fed up, and that it's to the extreme, and then the kids start to resent the parent. Because it's like, now, you wasn't doing this years ago, like, why now? And by that time, you'd have lost the control. And not saying control is as in you trying to control your child. It's control into saying that, hey, this is what life is. I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
And at this moment, it's time for me to guide you, not control you. I'm trying to guide you.
Right. Well, actually, I don't know. I might disagree in that. You are to control your children until they grow up and can assume control of their own lives.
True.
You know, the problem is you got these kids. You know, I've seen people with dog leashes on their kids and all kinds of shit. Why? In the store and all that kind of shit. Why? Because you have no control over your child. Over a child. The child has more freedom than you do.
Well, when I'm speaking of once they become 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when you start to guide them. Because at that moment, I'm no longer your parent. I'm here to guide you. Now, from, you know, one until, not even say 16, because 16, they're able to get a job. You know what I mean? And by that time, that's what I'm saying. You're supposed to instill that discipline and that respect before 12 and 13. After that, you shouldn't even be whooping your kids after 12 or 13. Because let's be for real. If you instill that discipline and you're going to respect my rules and everything before that, you shouldn't have any worries. You know what I'm saying? And that's why once they get 18, it's like the kid is really like, you can't tell me what to do. You never told the kid what to do since they were a baby, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean I've never had to put anything on my children. I can give them a look right now and they're twins. Don't play with me. Because I haven't disrespected you. I haven't yelled at you. I haven't called you out of your name. This is what it is.
Yeah, I completely agree. At 13, once they're a teenager, the whooping stopped. The whooping stopped for me. But by that time, I learned. Yeah. And I think that you have to, you know, by the time I was, man, look, by the time I was in high school, I was selling candy. I was doing little side hustles. I was, I had my own grass cutting little business and shit like that. You know, that's what happens when you actually are raised properly. You learn how to do certain things to get you a little bit of money or whatever it is, so that you're not out there doing all the dirt and all the bullshit and getting in trouble and getting locked up and all that other stuff. Here's my other problem, and it's a huge one. There are some of us who will say, well, I did this when I was a kid. I did that when I was a kid. And so we've gotten older and we've learned. And then we let our children go out there and say, well, hell, they'll learn. No. It's for us to say, listen, I know what that's about. So that's the wrong way. Here go the right way. You know what I'm saying? And there's too many of us. Like even when that WAP song came out. And I heard people saying, well, we had this and we had that kind of music and we listened to it. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. But we shouldn't have. We shouldn't have been listening to that shit. Now, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with the WAP song except for the beat sucks. But other than that, I believe that there are adult records and those adult records should stay with adults. You shouldn't be playing that shit around 5-year-olds.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's the difference. But will they go and sneak and listen to it? Probably. But if they're going to sneak and listen to it, you got to make sure that they're going to sneak and listen to it so that they know that they shouldn't be listening to it. And that will actually stick in the back of their mind. We are just too lax with children these days. So, once we tighten that belt, then we won't see people acting up in public, on TV, and all kinds of other shit.
I think
embarrassing not only the family name, but their people as well. Another big problem that there is in this country. You got a 50% divorce rate. And I say that because, again, you've been married how long?
14 years.
14 years. So what do you think was one of the keys to you having a relationship that long? Well, not only a relationship, a marriage that long.
I think that, you know, of course, you know, naturally, you know, when you're young and you're married, you do crazy stuff. But I think overall, it's about making sure that the goals are the same. You know what I'm saying? The goals have to be the same. You definitely got to have some similarities. I think that one of the reasons why was because really it was like the love that he had for his mother. And I knew that if he can love his mother like that, he can love me like that. Communication. We both Libras, so we really, we really don't argue. We really don't. We really just don't have issues. Like, I know what he wants. He knows what I want. We actually have a thing where he has, our weight is a thing. If I'm getting too big, which I don't like, he like me with a lot more weight, but I don't. And if you get too big, it's kind of like just making sure you stick into those needs and wants of each other. That's the biggest thing, communication and making sure you stick to what each other needs. So, and that's kind of like, that's what we've been doing. Just sticking to what we said we wanted from each other.
That's very interesting. Sticking to it. You know, it's a lot of, I love women. I really do. And like I said, I'm one of those that will speak out, probably more about something that I care about or someone that I care about. If I don't care, then I'm not really going to say anything. I'm not bothered. I don't even want to discuss it. One thing about it is that women have been conditioned to literally fail at relationships with real men. You know, they say that they want a real man, and then they want to run a man at the same time. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to play. Fuck it. I'm going to say it because, you know, these things aggravate some people because we're all equal bullshit. Listen, there are male gender roles and there are female gender roles. And when that thing becomes unbalanced, and the woman is running everything, and it becomes a double-edged sword. Because I truly believe deep down in a woman's heart, she wants to have a real man to take a certain amount of control, not control her whole life or be controlling, but control the household, his responsibility. And when she is put in that role or she puts herself in that role, that's what she's been taught to do by society. The flip side is her natural nature doesn't want to be there. So she'll get a man that she can control and then she doesn't like that man in the end. So now the relationship is destined for failure because she has a man, but she's in control. She really doesn't want to be in control, but she can't be with a man that she can't control. So I believe there's so many women, or so many babies, should I say, being born out of wedlock. It's probably over 50%. And then when two people do get together and get married, there's a half and half chance that it actually survive. What do you think about that?
Ooh, that's a lot. Like, oh my God, it's okay. So, oh wait, there's so many things I want to say about that one.
Go ahead. It's raw fusion.
Okay, so when women, it's kind of like this thing. You start out, you want a good guy. You get the good guy. And then it's something else that makes you not want to keep him. So, oh my God, there's so many things I want to say about that. And I'm trying to keep it like cool, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we cuss, we do everything. Just say what you got to say.
When a woman,
this is our fusion, we get out.
I think that it's, to me, honestly, it's about balance. Because in a relationship, there are certain things in a household. Let's say buying the stuff for the house. You're in control of that. Things outside of the house, the male is in control of that. And I think that, as again, you did say women are conditioned to do that. But it's really hard to let go of that, you know, to let go of that control. And I think that that's, oh man, I'm gonna have to.
Well, go on, say what you got to say. Now, go on. You didn't got over here and got shy. See, let's put it to what it is. Okay, so when we first met, and I got your phone number, as we were talking about business, I put next to your name, shit talk. Because she talks so much shit. Now, she brought her ass on here, and now she's shying up because we're doing this shit live. So we gonna put it all the way out there in the open. Say what you got to say. Go ahead. Everybody know you sitting over there and say, why is she acting shy? She knows what she wants to say.
I feel like sometimes a lot of men say that they want control, but they don't really know how to control. And I don't think that I want to use the word control. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's more playing your part. Like for a lot of women nowadays, men don't know how to lead. Because a lot of them haven't been taught to lead. They haven't seen how to lead. You know what I'm saying? And so when a woman get with a guy that says he want to lead and he don't know how, she begins to be put in that place to lead. You know? So I feel like before you even get to the point to where you even say that it is a relationship, you need to make sure that he's able to control the situation. He's able to stand up when he's supposed to stand up. And that's why a lot of relationships clash, because I'm gonna speak for me, like originally I was more of a dominant person because being hurt, you know, back in the day and stuff like that. So like I was back to the beginning, it's sort of like you putting up this facade that you in control when you really don't wanna be, but you have to be because that's how you've been all of your life. So it's really hard to take a step back and say, okay, I'm going to let you lead. Let's say, for instance, before we got this house, there was a lot of stuff that I was doing around. Like, I'm a hands-on type of woman. Like, I like to fix stuff under the sink, you know, and things of that nature. And my husband, he was a type, let the landlord fix it. And I'm like, no, we can fix it. So now, once we got the house, he was like, okay, I'll fix it. And I'm like, no, I could find somebody to fix it. You know what I mean? And he's like, no, I got it. So I had to take a step back and be like, okay, you the man. It's okay for you to be the man. I don't have to go under the sink. I don't have to do all these different things. You know, and it's just about learning when to step back and establishing those boundaries. So a lot of women, again, like I wasn't taught that control, you know, when to step back and things like that. A lot of it is self-taught, but it's hard. It's really hard for a woman to say, I want to step back, because although I am dominant, a dominant woman, I've learned how to take that step back. I actually want him to lead. I actually want to get roses, and I actually want to get all of these things. You know what I'm saying? And also a lot of women, so used to the bad guy. They want the bad guy. Oh, I want him to do this and I want him to do that. But she's forgetting that he might not go to work. He might just want to stay on the corner. He might want to do this. And now you infatuate it with the fact that, yeah, he's dressed nice and all of these things. But what something happened if you do wind up getting locked up or something like that, then what you going to do? And then a lot of women, that's all they saw. They saw their mothers get beat. They saw their mothers do all these different things. So they don't want the nice guy, really, if you think about it.
You know, I think that's also because they perceive that as masculinity. Even as men, you know, we tend to gravitate towards violence. You know, we are the ones that like, I mean, some women are doing it too, but men, typically, we're the ones that like the violent sports, like football. Like, I love it. We love the gangster movies. I love them. I've made them. Because that's perceived as masculinity. Aggressiveness is perceived as masculinity. At least in my generation, that's what it is. What I find that when you get older and you learn that there are other ways to resolve issues, and there's a bigger thing at stake, such as community, you start to look at things slightly differently. Slightly, because at the end of the day, none of us, when threatened, want to, or threatened seriously, want to sit down and talk about it. We want to go and handle some shit. When the country goes through something and get bombed, what do you do? All right, who we bombing next? You know what I mean? It's just the American way. But what I found ever since the gay president, Obama, and I'm not saying he's gay, I'm saying that the truth. There's three things that this dude did in office. What he didn't do is fix education like he said he was, and a couple other things he didn't do. But what he did do was fix the economy, which was great. I don't know necessarily if I think it could have been another way as to just bailing out rich people, but, you know, hell, it worked, whatever. And he also got that dumbass healthcare thing going, which people still don't realize that if it continued to go through as it was intended, people who didn't want to be a part of it would have had to pay $500 fine for it. People don't know that. That's the reason why when certain people said it was a bad bill or a bad law, it was. It simply was. Because if you couldn't afford it in the first place, how in the hell are you going to afford the $500 on top of that? But I digress. The only other thing that he really did, major, that he's going to be noted for, was the gay rights thing. And that's interesting. Because in our community before that time, and I've been on the wrong side of this whole thing, since whenever. Before that time, in our community, in the so-called black community, that gay shit was not accepted at all. I mean, there's a few people that fuck with it, but that wasn't what it was. Even a little further than before that, they used to do like put hits out on gay people and beat them up and stuff like that. Which when I say I was on the wrong side, I wasn't on that. I wasn't with that either. You know what I'm saying? Let them live. Let them do them. You know what I'm saying? Don't beat them up. Don't, you know, all the shit that I know. But I know some people in the hood, come in there gay if you want to. Your ass is getting whooped. You know what I'm saying? You know how it was coming up. So I wasn't with that shit either. Now it's flipped the other way. You know what I'm saying? Now you say something about a gay person, they wanna cancel you and all this goofy shit. I'm not with that shit either, because it's bullying both ways. I bring that up to say that the demasculinity, the effemination of men in this country has gone on the rise. Now, one of the things I could say, which is very interesting to me, there are so many women raising men. And they said that you cannot raise A woman cannot raise a man. I don't know if that is true or not, but what I find fascinating is if all these women are raising men, why is it so hard for them to find good men then? Wouldn't you raise your little boys to be the perfect man for a woman? And yet these women, or these men, come out more effeminate than anything. Not all the time. I'm not saying that. Now, I'm not even saying half the time. But a lot of the time, these men come out not being what the woman would deem as ideal for her, let alone for another woman. Why do you think that is?
I think that I do see. I feel like a woman can raise a son. You know what I mean? But I also know the importance of having a male role in that. I feel like when women are raising boys, a lot of times, a lot of women I know raise their sons to love them. You know what I mean? But when they get out in the world, they have to love that woman different from the way that they love their mother. But you can teach them how to love, but don't teach them how to love you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff, and I wouldn't say that it's mostly taught. Boys, children mimic what they see. So if he's with his mom all the time, he's going to have that. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have all of this because he's talking with his mother like that. And a lot of times with boys, they're close to their moms. So they're going to, you know, show that side of femininity. That doesn't mean that they're gay. That doesn't mean anything like that. But that's that energy that they see majority of the time. You know what I'm saying? So I know personally, even through experience, it's very important. Even if you're a single mom, you definitely have to find some type of man with that masculinity. And I'm not saying drug dealer. I'm not saying, you know, no tough guy carrying guns and stuff like that. But just that male energy in general that, you know, when he messed up, because after a while, it's only so much a mother can do to a boy. Because they get strong and you hitting him, it's not going to do anything. But you need that male energy to help him carry on. And I think that that's the problem. And that's one of the reasons why maybe a lot of them do wind up gay, because a lot of women don't like this. You know, they don't want that feminine energy. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I propose something different to you, though. If society has imposed women to take the masculine role, and they have been conned into doing so, wouldn't that seep down into a boy's psyche?
Yeah.
That women are supposed to be in control. You know, I love women. I love that there are things to uplift women. Yeah. But I think at some point that shit is detrimental. Yeah. You know, I made a post and I don't think anybody liked it. And I don't do everything for likes. I don't. I certainly don't. You know, I'm surprised that some people like some of the shit I say.
People don't like when you step on their
but
toes.
But I see things differently.
People don't like when you step on their toes. A lot of people think a post is about them, but it's just be general.
You need your toes stepped on sometimes. You know, I'm one of the biggest ones. If you're around me and you think everything I do is great, I don't even think everything I do is great. Like, you know, I think you're a yes person. You're going to get the fuck away from me because you'll let me run out in the street and get hit by a truck and say, oh, well, you know. No, I need somebody to say, hey, get your ass out the street. There's a truck coming. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm that person, even if you don't like hearing it. But I made a post. And in our community, we had the Black Women's Expo. And what's interesting about that is I never seen a White Women's Expo.
Yeah.
I never seen an Asian Women's Expo. I ain't never seen a Mexican Women's Expo. Yeah. You know why we got a Black Expo? Because they always trying to put the Black woman over the Black man. I don't even use that terminology. But hell, yeah, you know what it is. They will not accept, I guarantee you right now, if they had a Black Business Expo where it's men and women, that shit would not be as successful. It wouldn't be as successful at all. Why? Because they're pushing it for the women to be the head of the household. And the way to conquer anyone, the easiest way to conquer another nation, another group of people, is to destroy the man first. Yeah. Then the women and the children are vulnerable. So if you have a woman as the head of the household, and this man has been emasculated down to less than the woman, that household is up for grabs.
It is.
Oh, I know y'all tough, and y'all think y'all can handle it. But when a bunch of men come down, it's physical differences. You know, there's some strong ass women out there. But the strong man is still stronger than the strong woman. I'm talking about physically. If you go to the Olympics and see who's lifting, you're not going to see the strongest man lift the same thing as the strongest woman. So all they have to do is get somebody stronger than that woman and it's boom. They don't want to meet us, who some think are genetically superior. They don't want to see us. They really don't. And when I say some people, I mean some so-called white people perceive us as genetically superior, so-called Black men. And so, I mean, you know, I love everybody. Well, no, I love all kinds. I don't love everybody. If you're an idiot, I don't love you. Fuck you. You don't. But I love different colors and different things. So this is not to say that. But there are some people, if you ask some so-called white men, that's why when we play sports, most of the time they used to. They're starting to get out of it now. But they'll speak about how athletic they are. Not how smart they are in playing the game, but how athletic they are, because it's a genetic physical superiority. If you are afraid of that, the first thing you're going to do is try to take out the man. So if the gay shit don't split it up, the family, if the government, because you on Section 8 or whatever it is, don't split them, and you got to kick the man out of the house. If that doesn't split them up, then make the men effeminate. And then at least if they're not split up, we can still get there.
Yeah.
That's the reason why. I mean, just off top, yeah, Women Expo, beautiful. Women, you know, doing their thing. I love it. But we got to stop being a part of the very thing that helps destroy us. I love it when women get together and talk. That's cool. But when are we going to get the men and the women together and talk? When are we going to get the men and the women together to do business? When are we going to bring ourselves together? Because if we don't, we all going to be under it.
That's true.
And we're under it now. And if we want to get out from under it, we got to start learning when they target us. Because on the surface, it seems great. We're celebrating women. I celebrate women every day. That's beautiful. The underlying message is, fuck the man. Let's put the women on top so we can control them. What are your thoughts?
That is true on so many levels. You know what I mean? Like, it's been going on for so long. from when they started giving out the wheat, the food stamps, and the low income and the Section 8. Like, that was the whole purpose, to divide and conquer. You know what I mean? This way, you know, you got the guy out there doing whatever he's doing, or now the guy's forced to do whatever he's doing, so now he can go get locked up, and now the woman is okay. You know what I'm saying? I do agree with you on, you know, there should be just a black, you know, a black expo instead of just a woman and a male. But I also feel like it has to be a black woman's expo, because there are a lot of single parents and a lot of women that's out here doing it by themselves. So that's why it's like, I'm on the fence with that. Well, I'm not really on the fence, because I do feel like it should be, because again, women are getting into like the whole business aspect. But on the other end, you're right, it should be a black expo where men and women are included. In this way, we can actually figure out how to build, you know, a community, an organization, you know, and all those different things. I feel like, yeah, a lot of it is the government. I always felt like the government is part of the main reason why a lot of the black families are broken up. But at the same time, it's on us too, because it don't have to be broken up. I feel like when we do get the help, we stay on it too long. I know I personally, before I left my ex-husband, I started out low income, but then I gave it up, because I was like, when you're seeing the women that's stuck in that and you want more out of life, you got to give it up. And that's exactly what I did. So now for me with the Black Women's Expo, that's really like, oh yeah, I can do this. You know what I'm saying? That's more uplifting, opposed to when I go and, like, I would love to do the Black Expo, but that's like with the Women Expo, it's more of an inspiration. It's more of a, you know, an uplifting thing to say, you got it, sis. You know what I mean? Because a lot of women don't have that. And it was a lot of single women that was at the expo. So I feel like that is needed, but what you're saying is also needed. So I'm on the fence on that one.
See, this is where we disagree. I love being disagreeing with people without being disagreeable. Yeah. You're single. So what? You still get in.
That's...
You'd sing with a complete black expo. And quite frankly, I don't even like the black expo anyway, personally. But for others, whatever. But if we're going to have anything black expo, you have a black expo. You got brothers and sisters. I ain't say a married black expo. I said a black expo. So if you single, you can get in and do your thing. Hell, if it was a married black expo, I wouldn't be in it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not married. So I'm not saying a married black expo. I'm saying a black expo. Because the problem is while we're saying you can do this, sis, there's millions of men that ain't hearing you can do
that,
bro.
That's true.
And if you want your man to be the head of the household, we should have had a black men's expo before we had a black woman's expo.
I agree.
How you gonna keep saying be the head of the household with absolutely zero support? There are so many men that come home to a woman that's pissed off because they're not making enough money. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Okay, I get it. But instead of yapping, are you pouring life into that man? Does that man want to come home? You know, I heard a lot of women say that they were good women. Oh, she cooked the meal. She fucked them good. And she's a good woman. What they neglect to say is they were nagging this. Every time he came in the household, it's do this, do that. I mean, came in the house, door, do this, do that. Ain't no man been working all day. Want to come home, have his woman tell him to do all this, do all that, do all this. Now, some shit that got to get done, but there's a way to do it. And this is the problem that we're having. that I'm seeing. Fuck me. These young brothers, 15 to 20 to 21 to 22 to 25, let's put it like that. Ain't nobody telling them you can do it, bro.
Yeah.
They out there battling the world. The motherfucker don't like them for this thing. You look funny. Oh, you got some shoes that I want. Oh, you a little too fly over there. You ain't got shit. And they fighting all of that shit. And there's 1,000 programs for women. Ain't but 2 for men. But we supposed to be running the household. We supposed to take on the world with no support system. And then your woman don't even support you when you get home. The fuck going on? So when I said that, it's not because I hate women. Y'all got to look at the end goal. The end goal is to have the family unit together with the man at the head of the house. And a black woman's expo does not promote that. It doesn't. But I'm different. I see different. You know, I'm the type of guy, and I've said this several times on my show, I'm not talking to other guys about women. Not to get no damn advice. Women go over there and talk to other single-ass women about men, and the only thing they're doing is reaffirming their own delusions. Oh, girl, he wasn't shit, no way. Fuck him. And here's the problem. This broad over here ain't had a relationship that she can keep for 10 minutes, and this is the motherfucker you go to talk to. You don't go to somebody like you that's been married 13, 14 years. You go to the motherfucker that can't keep a dude for 10 days. Likewise, I know this dude running through everything he can get his hands on. I'm not going to carry my ass to him and talk about some relationship shit and get some advice. You're going to say, fuck that bitch. And we're going to go out to the club tonight and get us some new hoes. That ain't the type of shit I need to hear if I'm trying to hang on to my relationship. Stop running to the wrong. See, we're not looking at the end goal. The end goal, if it is your end goal to have happy relationships, you need to get your ass away from all them single motherfuckers. And I'm not saying don't kick it with them, but when it comes down to relationship shit, cut that shit short, because at the end of the day, they ain't going to give you no good advice because they don't have any good advice to give you.
Yeah. Right or wrong? I feel like the thing that people don't understand about marriage is the sacrifice, you know, that you do, the communication that you're supposed to have. And like I said, again, to know who you actually marry and know who you actually be in that relationship with. So I think that that's a good part of the problem. A lot of the women that are single, I see a lot of women jumping in and out of relationships. And this is my man, and I love him after a week. And it's like, you don't even know this man. Have you been asking questions about his parents? Like, you know, all of those different things. I think that some women probably just don't want to be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays, a lot of people feel like they're so afraid to be in a relationship. A lot of them don't even want to get married. And I'm like, it's really no difference in a marriage and a relationship. It's the same. Except marriage is a contract. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You can still love that. And that man can still, being married, go break that contract. He could go cheat. He can go do, you know, all these different things. So I wouldn't ask a single person for advice. Then again, it's kind of iffy. And not about relationship advice. If she's had like a strong relationship and likewise, then maybe. But I wouldn't.
Well, we got to take one more break. We're going to be back with Create Williams right here on Raw Fusion? Live, baby.
Behind many smiles lie a troubling truth. So many people are suffering alone simply because they are too afraid of the stigma associated with mental illness. The road to mental health has no color. It has no age or gender. It's time we take the bull by the horns. It's time we remove the stigma and embrace acceptance to release people from their private prisons and give them the help that they need. It could be your relative, your friend, your loved one. It could be you, and you don't even know it. It's time to help those in need, but help starts with you. With an acclaimed broadcast television and independent filmmaker at the helm, we are creating a documentary. This documentary will identify the signs, explore the possibilities, help remove the stigma, and clear the path to mental health. By donating, you will help us help others. From $1 to $1,000, no donation is too small. Let's band together to fight this secret enemy that affects us all. Please donate today. Go to GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie to donate today. Ladies, we see you. When times get tough, you stand up. Your resolve, brilliance, and strength often go unnoticed. But we see you. And more than that, we appreciate you. Raw Fusion.
It's Raw Fusion Live. And yes, we are live. So it's maybe not as tight as my regular shows be. But first of all, this is my fourth time doing this. So I think I'm doing okay. It's going to be a couple of bumps and shit on the road. Once I get the real hang of it, it's over with, like everything else I do. You know, I really admire you. I really do. Thank for the reasons you. That I said earlier. The only thing I can say is bad about you.
Uh-oh.
It's really been... How many fucking years do we known each other and you ain't came through and worked with me yet? See, when we met.
You had.
She was looking to model or maybe modeling. And
it was singing.
Doing music.
Yeah.
And thinking about acting.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was the reason at that time I was in the midst of doing movies. You know, right now I'm getting back into it, but I was doing movies like back to back to back to boom. And then I was also doing photography as well. And she kept bullshitting.
Whatever. I want to do an action movie.
Like fucking with you.
I love action movies.
Well, ain't nobody fucking with you and your little ass talking about an action movie.
Dude, I would kill an action movie.
She comes up to my kneecaps talking about some action movie. See, look at this.
Dude, I would kill an action movie. I'm crunched. Like, I love action movies. I love guns. I love blowing shit up.
See, I told you.
Like, I love it.
Shit.
Literally.
Talker. See what I'm saying? See, look, I'm telling you, literally. She, how tall are you?
I am 5'1¼".
This motherfucker said a quarter. Oh, goddamn. Holy shit, I'm smoking. You can't be doing that kind of shit. Did you hear what I said? She said a quarter.
Yes. Give me my quarter, okay?
When you still doing that shit, you know you small. When you still adding on a half and shit, you small. She said, she didn't say a half, a quarter. Now, you see a hairstyle, right? That quarter right there with them dreads, That's what a quarter is. But she gonna hold on to that little ass quarter too. See, this is shit I'm talking about. But I love it though. I love it though. And so 5 feet and I'm 6'6". So yeah, she comes up to my belly button. She talking about doing an action movie with me. What the hell kind of action movie?
Listen, like a kick-ass, blow some shit off type action movie.
Oh yeah, I got it. And we can call it the long and the short of it.
Yeah. Bank robbery.
Look at it. She's not playing though. Look how serious she is.
I'm not so serious.
See, this is my thing. This is
what it looks like. Like,
this is why I love about her. For all that femininity and shit that you're seeing right now, there is a pit bull back there just ready.
I guess it is.
Ready to pounce. And
yeah.
I don't even know if I really want to do no damn.
It can have some romance and it definitely got to have some. Yeah. I call it movie sex, like some choking and shit.
You said movie sex.
Yeah. Some of that's going to be in there too. So it's going to be good.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that's how it starts. So she's talking about guns and movie sex.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, if I come up with something, I don't want to hear you talking about, hey, I don't want to do that. No.
Oh, no. I'm so serious about an action movie.
I don't have none of that shit.
I can play a detective.
None of it.
Okay, let's go.
Your little ass is going to be just bouncing around.
I'm serious. You think I'm playing, but I'm serious.
The problem is I don't think you're playing. And that's the real problem. Like, if I thought you was playing, I'd be laughing,
no.
But I know you're serious, and so
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. But you know what? It's funny because a lot of motherfuckers in Hollywood is little as hell. So
I won't
look at her face. Look at the face she made. But it is true. A lot of these motherfuckers you think are tall in Hollywood, short as hell.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something. You remember that song, Looked Over to the Left?
Uh-huh.
Tweet?
Yeah. That's my song.
That motherfucker about as tall as you.
No. Are you serious?
I looked at that damn, and I looked at it again, not too long ago. And, because I love that song. I looked over to the left.
Yes.
And
I just looked it like 2 weeks ago too.
She looked tall as hell on that video. Look at it again. Look at it when you see it.
Okay.
And I met her, and her ass is little. I mean, she little. She come about up to my belly button too, and I'm like, huh? Like, she probably thought I was awestruck or some shit because of singing, and I don't get that way around. So I don't. I have a TV show. I've had Alicia Keys,
yeah.
Megan Good.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the video and you can see how much taller I am than them. They're probably a little bit more than 5 feet. But 5 feet and a quarter, I'm sorry. But 5'2", 3" maybe, 1". So you know, a lot of these people are that. And again, I've interviewed several people on my show. There's really not many people that is gonna starstruck me at all. Unless I really, really admire the work. There's about one guy that I say will come to mind, and that's Rakim. And that's because he's the reason why I started rapping in the first place. And then probably then, once I see dude, it's going to be like, okay, he's another guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did say when I had Gangsta on the show, it was a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, bro, this is Gangsta, G. You know what I'm saying? But after we started the interview, it's like, okay, the two regular guys, and we just kicked it. And the funny part, we did it at the House of Blues, and we started the interview. If you ever saw the old the interview when I was on Channel 11, PBS, we started the interview in the lobby, and then they was giving us shit about doing shit in the lobby, and Gangstar was so cool. It was like, man, fuck that shit. Hey, let's finish this interview. We're going to go up to our room and shit, and we can finish the interview up in the room. Because they was, you know, cool with me like that. Like, I was just chilling. So we went up to the room and finished the motherfucking interview in there. So I don't get starstruck. But I swear she probably thought I was starstruck. Because I'm looking at it like her like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it's because she's so damn little. I didn't know she was that damn little. Right. I thought she was like a basketball player size. And that ain't. So they got the camera tricks to make you look tall. So,
right.
There's hope for you still.
That's okay. Sure, people
are. I just like you because you bouncy. You're short and bouncy. You know, I'm telling you. If you want a treat, you got to go to her page and look up one of those. Wake it up. Yeah, let's go. Videos. And she bouncing around and shit. And it's the cutest thing. It's one of the cutest things ever. I'm just going to say that. Let me see that body butter again.
I'm going to show you Prestigious Kings.
She got something for me, y'all.
Yes.
Definitely.
Man, you need to smell good and rub that body down too. We don't need you all hard and
crusty.
Yeah. You don't need.
Yeah.
You know.
Get them hands together, gentlemen. You know.
And them feet.
And them feet.
Oh my gosh.
Get them crusty ass feet.
Get the sloth butter for them feet, okay? And them hands.
There you go. You got to get it together, fellas. I'm all about being masculine, but that don't mean you have to be all crusty and shit. Be mad.
Yes. I hate hard hands. Like,
don't be.
That is just worse.
Yeah. There you go.
I like a little callus. You know, a little callus is okay. They let me know you got something going on. You know, but not those calluses where you need a knife to get them off.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking at my hands right now. I used to have them bad when I was playing basketball because I would, you know, when you dunking. You know, you hit that rim real hard. So I used to have like big ass knots on my hand, but they're kind of.
See, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. You know, you got those calluses because you hit me, you got the basketball. So that's normal wear and tear. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure you still kind of took care of them, though, right?
Oh, I'm good now. That shit's long gone. But you can see like the remnants of where they were, but there's still parts of my hand where I got scars and shit, but it's not all rough, rusty and crusty and shit. It's just got the war wound still there. So, you know, but make sure you go get you some Create body butter.
Love butter. Yeah.
You got to put the love into it.
You got to put the love on. Let's go.
Go to createslovebutter.com. Check it out. And you see her name on the screen. If she accepts you as a friend, follow her, whatever you got to do. And then I also tagged on Facebook. We are on Facebook and YouTube, but right now. But and this will also be edited down and go into the regular weekly Raw Fusion show, provided all technical things are okay. And hopefully it'll be a lot tighter than it is today. And they'll be able to check it out as well. Make sure you follow her business page, which was tagged in Facebook. And I'm going to see if I can put it on YouTube as well, so people will be able to click on over there and follow her as well. Don't forget, we've got the Mental the Movie. This young lady donated as well. And thank you very much. And we're gonna see what's going on. Maybe I end up putting your ass in a movie. I don't know. I gotta see if you can act.
Let's go.
I know you can act up. But I gotta see if you can act. So
you know, yeah, so. I can.
But this is a friend of mine, and I've been fucking with her for years. It just never worked together. But this is basically the first time. And
we will.
It's cool. I really appreciate you coming on my show.
No, I appreciate you asking me. Let's be for real.
Well, you know, look at you, man. Why wouldn't I be having you on the show? You know what I'm saying? Looking all love, buttery and shit.
I am. I had to, you know, get it together.
See, look at it. Look at it. All right, we're going to end this thing right here before it turns. Okay. Create's love brother, Create Williams on the show. It's King B's Raw Fusion. I'm going to holler at y'all again later on.
It's time to talk some shit with King B on the King B's Raw Fusion podcast. Brought to you by theindycity.com.
Great show. And don't forget to check out Create's Love Butter at createslovebutter.com. C-R-E-A-S lovebutter.com. Also, don't forget to leave a donation right there at GoFundMe.com/mentalthemovie, and we can reach our goal to get this movie done to help people with mental health. I'm King B, and this is Raw Fusion.
Raw Fusion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.